Welcome back, ladies and gents. Oh my, let me tell you guys, it's about 100 degrees.
The what?
I don't know, bro. I'm literally losing my mind here today.
Yeah, it's hot. It's hot.
It's like 26, 27 outside, but we are in like a box with very tiny windows. And obviously when we're filming a
no
podcast.
No AC as well.
Yeah, man, it is such a pain. So anyways, we're here today though. We made it. So if you do see us just start dripping in sweat or some lovely sweat patches appearing, don't be surprised.
My balls are in a pool of sweat.
Really? Oh, sweaty balls. Well, do you know what? When they stick to your thighs and you just like peel them off.
I like the feeling.
Really? You know what? It's not a bad feeling. It's a bit just like not very hygienic.
Nah. Ain't nobody tell me that.
Would you ever have a chick lick your sweaty balls?
Wow.
Let's say you've been at a festival all day, right? You get back.
Yep.
You know them balls are moving.
They are. Nuts, yeah, they're weak.
They're ponging.
Yeah, and then what? She just whips them out and I'm like, look, lady.
Well, these need some loving as well.
No, you got to say that, look. You're wandering into fucking the wilderness here. Like, yeah. Dangerous territory.
Make your way through the bush and be greeted by the golden balls.
Anything can happen down here right now. I don't know what's going on. I haven't got my Manscaped ball deodorant on me.
Oh, no. Not the ball deodorant.
Maybe.
Are you telling her to shower before? Have you ever had to tell a chick to go shower before?
No, never. I don't think I have. Like, it's all natural, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of saying there's some people.
I would always be conscious to know that I need to, if I smell that, like, I'll need to go and shower. Or if I've been sweating all day, I'll be like, I'm going to jump in the shower quick.
What if you both know, like, you've been out sweating all day. I think you just firm, you both firm it, and you just get to work, and you just both know it's
like
just filth.
Filthy one. Like germs just scattered about, coronavirus just left right, baby. Just flying out of the all kinds of holes.
Yeah, so you're just flying with it. Because I know there are some people out there that genuinely say every time before I have sex with someone, they have to, like, we both have to go shower.
What about sweaty ass?
A sweaty ass? What do you mean? Your ass is always sweaty. Yours is disgusting.
If I try not to wear grey boxes in the summer, because when I pull that shit off,
bro,
and I look at the back, it's just like, it's like a slip and slide, like it's like a water slide down the back,
a waterfall going all the way from. By the way, it dripped all the way down from the neck, all the way down and through the crack.
Uh-huh.
And
fucking it's Atlantis Dubai. Swear to God.
But yeah, man, it is absolutely boiling. Although I tell you what, we did just have a Solero ice cream is a top three ice cream. What are your top three?
I'll tell you what, Solero.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan.
Yeah,
in fact, this might be up
number
there for
one.
Me. No, this it's not so much an ice lolly, but an ice cream. Ice cream sandwiches. Okay,
oh,
so one it's like two-sided, right? So one side is like the, you know, soft bit, and it's just all, and the other side is like more of a like crunchy side or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
Like a cookie or something.
Yeah.
Shit, man, that shit goes in my mouth, I swear to God.
You're bussing.
I'm bussing.
You're bussing.
I will nut everywhere.
Yeah. My one that I think needs to be in the top two is a Twister.
Twister
I
is
love
good.
A Twister.
Is that the one where it's like green and then it has like the cream?
Yeah. It's green,
and
red, and cream.
Yeah, that's it. Those are bangers. What about Roundtree's?
They're my hangover cure, actually.
I like them a lot.
They are. They're definitely up there. They're probably a top 7.5.
What about a Feast?
A Feast. Do you know what? They're so underrated. They're such an underrated ice cream. But I have a bit of a thing about having chocolate ice cream in the sun. I need more of them tropical energies.
Yeah, I do like having tropical
like,
ones.
Like,
when
those Soleros, like, that's
why.
Yeah, when it's hot, the last thing I want is a chocolate.
What about, do you remember those Choco Ices or whatever they're called?
Yes, bro, they were unreal, but they always used to melt in your hands.
See, the thing is, I hated them because it's the only thing my mum ever had in. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, oh, can I have ice cream? She's like, we've got Choco Ice in the fridge. I was like, it's like when you ask for Domino's and you're like, got pizza in the fridge, got pizza at home. It's just not the
it's
same,
a stinker.
Man.
It's a stinker.
Let me go to the ice cream van, but yeah.
What was the what were them? Were they called not milk pops? What were they like?
No, yeah, milk pops, right?
Mini milk.
Yeah.
Oh,
those were hard.
God.
Those were cold.
They don't do them anymore.
No.
It's disgraceful they don't
Why?
Do them anymore. I haven't seen them in so long.
Are you sure they don't do them or you just not seen them?
Nah, look, get a little look on the Google BTS Alex. He's gonna, but I'm pretty sure they got discontinued because I certainly haven't seen a Mini Milk in years.
Mini
man.
Milk are top tier, man. I swear to God. And they came in all different flavors, multiple in one pack.
Oh my God. You could honestly eat about six in one go.
Huh?
You can still get them. Yeah, maybe in like a fucking vintage shop.
We should get some. We should get them. We don't have a freezer. We should buy a freezer.
We don't need a freezer.
What about Samsung smart fridge?
Have you seen those fridges?
I was looking at them.
Have you seen them where it like keeps stock of what's in your fridge?
That's what it is for Samsung. Isn't that a Samsung smart fridge? Right?
Yeah, it might be.
With the big TV on the front.
Yeah. Massive, like mega iPad on the front.
Have you seen those people who tweet from the fridge and it comes up at the bottom from Samsung smart fridge?
Yo,
they've come out with a wardrobe, right? You put your clothes in, you close it, you press on, you open the wardrobe, shit is ironed.
No, that's not a. It's not a like wardrobe.
It's literally
just a big steamer.
That's what it is. But you're hanging clothes in it. Does it for you?
Yeah.
You can keep it hung in there if you want. So to me, that's a wardrobe.
Okay,
but
fine.
It can only fit like five things in it. Something. Yeah, but
that would be handy. What if you just got that. Like 10 of them? Although they are $2,000 each. You get look. If the fellas goes well enough, just know if you ever see me with, you know, 10 of these steamering wardrobes, just know that the fellas truly made it.
Yeah, we've signed a deal. If that happens,
we have. I want to go back to the fridges. Like, this is just getting so fucking lazy at this point, right? Okay, so, and I also have a question. How does it actually keep track of the stock in there? Do you have to go in there and be like when you take out, you know, I don't know what it is, like a chocolate bar out the fridge? Yeah. And then do you have to then say, oh, minus one chocolate bar?
Yeah.
That's such an effort. Or does it automatically clock that you've nicked the chocolate bar? Because I've heard...
That would be some technology if it did, man.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. But what I have heard is that when you run out of milk, if you there's a little button you press, you're like, out of milk, it orders milk for you.
This I can get behind.
Yeah.
This is great.
Like, automatically orders it off Amazon or whatever.
Well, it's in the Amazon stores. We've got one somewhere in London. I haven't been to it yet.
North London.
Like, you walk in. You know, it detects you've walked in, you go through a turnstile, whatever. Pick up whatever you want, bang it in the basket, bag it up and go.
Yeah, you don't, there's no cashier, there's no till.
Yeah.
You just walk out.
How does it detect that you've taken the item again? Is it based on the weight of the thing that's holding it all?
No. I don't think so. It might do, but I'm pretty sure that it's all to do with the cameras.
So
the cameras lock onto you. And then they just clock every movement. So every time you take something, you put it in, it clocks what you've taken and puts it in.
What if I wear an invisibility cloak?
Oh, you know what? They haven't actually thought about that, I don't think.
No, they haven't. What if I make a cloak that blends in with most of the colours from the Amazon store?
So you're telling me if you dressed up as a pot noodle, would you get away with it?
No. Because pot noodles, there's only a few of them in the shop. We need to go with something sort of more broad.
Okay, semi-skim milk.
What if I go in as a tomato?
Yeah. Do you know what? No one will raise
any
eyebrows. Semi-skim
milk, so white person with a green cap. Bang. That's golden, mate.
That's true, actually. My biggest thing is now with everyone wearing masks, can it recognize you, or is everyone just thieving shit out of the Amazon shop right now?
People are definitely going to figure a way to steal from them.
Yeah, 100%. Especially in North London.
Oh, they're going to have tactics, man. And you'll see it on Snapchat, like, yo, drop me a DM for Amazon.
Amazon robbing tips. Yeah. Sign up to my course to learn how to steal from Amazon
Pyramid
stores.
Pyramid schemes and shit.
Oh my God. Ah, pyramids games. I used to live near the pyramids.
Did you actually know?
Yeah, bro. Is that a 20-minute drive?
What? Could you see a pyramid from like... What was your... you live in Egypt, but what was Gaff like?
We lived in... We actually... So it was kind of weird because you'd think if you lived in Egypt, you live in a big house. We actually lived in an apartment because the area that we were in was like... It was like where lots of they were called expats, so it's just people that live abroad.
Yeah,
is where everyone lived, and you're all in there. So it was actually quite common for people to live in apartments there.
But important, did you have an Xbox?
Yeah, I had PlayStation 3. I told you the Rockman stories.
Shit, that was in Egypt.
Yeah, that was in Egypt.
Oh my
bro.
God. So wait, you had like Wi-Fi in the gaff, like decent Wi-Fi?
No, it was dial-up.
Yeah. Oh.
It was dial-up. But that was back then when dial-up was like a thing, though.
The internet was
like up to date or whatever. It was fine. But just back then, it was dial-up at that time. So anytime someone called the home phone, I would just get kicked off the PlayStation.
Oh, man. I miss dial-up. The noise when you're whacking up.
Yeah. And I'd be like, oh fuck, mum's back on the phone.
Wonder what speed dial up really was. Was it like 1 meg?
No, no, I'm thinking it was like 0.1 meg. I think if that, mate, honestly. But you were just loading up like
that
mother
shit
load.
Was not bussing.
Not bussing at all. At all.
And now we've got Gigabyte.
Pyramids was sick. He used to have a security guard called Saeed. He was a legend, bro. Really? He used to be wham as well. He used to just like.
Remember Saeed from Prison Break?
Nah.
Was there a Saeed in Prison Break?
I don't know.
I swear there was. He had like the black hair. It was like long, curly. Come on. Come on, guys. Guys, Saeed, Prison Break.
Nah, there's no way.
There was a Saeed in Prison Break, man.
No, I'm not having it.
Anyways,
regardless.
I'm getting cancelled.
This guy was... It was actually sick. Living in Egypt was sick. What you used to be able to... You used to have like BB gun wars out in the streets. And so obviously, you know, if you did that in the UK, it was kind of like there were no real rules and there was always guards at the end of every street. And they would just sit in their hut. But if you wanted to actually go and play like with all your friends at BB Gun Wars, then you just had to give the guard a BB gun and then he would just play from his hut and then it was fine. It's pretty sick.
Shit. Yeah, yo, someone once fired a BB gun on the ground, right?
Yeah.
The bullet bounced back up and hit me right in the middle of the nose.
You could have gone blind, chief.
I was thinking, and it was so like powerful as well. I was thinking to myself, shit, if that
thing just a little bit, 1 inch to the right,
I would have been blind. And that would be so inconvenient for me.
Arr.
Yeah, because, well, it'd just be hard to play games, wouldn't it?
Arr.
Oh, fuck off. A pirate. I do like Pirates of the Caribbean, to be fair.
Jack Sparrow, goat. He could have port any birds.
Yeah, he was a top donny.
Bro,
to be fair.
any. Oh, what a man. What a specimen.
I started playing Red Dead Redemption 2 the other day, and I had me thinking, what happened to the Cowboys? Like, where did they go? Why did they disappear?
Yeah.
Is it because time just went on and Cowboys were like, nah, this shit ain't busting anymore? His hats are.
They're long.
We don't look good.
Yeah.
Was that it? The trend went out?
And now they're all just wearing Yankee snapbacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I actually don't. No, seriously.
What
there
happened?
Are still. No, they're out there, bro. They just don't have social media. I'm telling you. Right. They're out there and they're all doing like the craziest donnies. Have you seen the videos of where they do like the bull? Like they stand in there. And like, I watched a video the other day. Like it was called Last Man Standing. Right. The Cowboys are sacked off like riding around in the desert. Yeah. They found their own ways to entertain themselves. Sorry. Right. So it was called Last Man Standing. And they caught $1 million to the last donnie that was standing. What they did, they let a bull out. You were given a small circle you had to stand in, and it was the last person standing. So the last one that the bull decided to wipe out, yeah, wins $1 million. First of all, I got a couple questions about this. One, who the fuck's putting up $1 million for this?
Yeah,
these Cowboys
money,
are loaded down in Texas. Yeah, they just got crazy money. Fucking old money,
Daniel Ek.
Bro, yeah, seriously. It is just old money. And then second of all, who in the hell thought that was a good idea? Like these people are breaking their legs, like they're genuinely on the verge of death.
Is there any way that I could stand there though? So let's say I'm in my little zone and the bull's coming at me.
Yeah.
I go complete animal whisperer mode and I go, brother, stop. This is not you. Don't do this. And the bull looks at me and he stops.
Here.
Dead on.
You look angry.
Silence.
Have a Snickers.
Crowd goes silent. A tear drops in the bull's eye. He lays down.
Submits to Chipper Grimes.
He submits to me. I walk up and I put my hand on his head. Baptized him. You're free, brother bull. go home. And I've just walked away with a mill as well, cash in hand. Then we get out of the gaff. We get out of the gaff. I split it with the bull. He was in on it the whole time. He's a double agent. They've all been fucking rumbled. It was a fat bloke in a bull costume.
I'm actually fucking crying. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Oh, well, maybe that's what it is. Maybe you should join one of the ship. Maybe you should get involved. We should do a video of
you
going
to
Texas.
What would it take for you to genuinely get into one of those rings?
Like, you actually, I'm being 100%
serious. What if I came to you and said 10 mil, bro? 10
no,
mil?
Bro, I'm not getting in it.
10 mil. You get to run around as much as you want, okay? Yeah. You can run around. You don't have to stay in this one spot. I'll give you 10 mil. You get to run around. The arena is maybe like the size of a basketball court.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, you're acting like this thing ain't rapid,
you
bro.
Got,
that was quick.
You got,
and they're pissed off.
I seen you move, bro. Those legs move different. You got what? We got to do 1-2 minutes. What?
No, bro, I literally, I'm telling you.
I think you could do it.
I promise you, Chip. I don't think you understand. You need to watch these videos. 1 or 2 minutes in one of them cages, and it's just you and the bull. You're not surviving.
Bro, you're not sounding like a hunter right now. You sound like a prey.
Bro, you are the prey. You're the little bit. No. These Donnies are pissed off as if they woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Yeah, as if someone just shagged their missus. Yeah, they come in there, bucking about, looking for the first thing they can fuck up. Yeah, it's essentially like a bunch of Essex geezers on a night out.
Yeah.
Imagine that. That's the bull.
I'll send this a ball into the wall. Like, I'll be on my parkour shit. You ever watch Casino Royale opening scene where they're just jumping off buildings and shit? I'll be up them walls, bro.
Assassin's
yeah.
Creed.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed. Ezio. Altair, whatever he was. Whatever his name
oh
was.
My God. Maybe we need to go take... Bro, for a video, you and me, let's go to Texas. I just want you to come and watch this stuff happen, yeah? It is crazy. And they're so racist there, bro.
Really?
Bro, like down in the South, bro, is the most racist
south
people.
South of like, America like,
yeah. Where they're doing all this cowboy shit.
Where is it? Like, what's the main like countries that do this? Like Tennessee's like...
Main countries,
some
states.
Countries, sorry, states, yeah.
Yeah,
Tennessee.
No, I don't know if it's
stuff like that.
I think it's like Arkansas, like Texas... I think it's those places.
I don't really know many of the states, to be honest. How many states of America do you reckon you can name?
Ooh, a few. How many do you reckon? You give it a go,
I
Chip.
Don't
it might
know.
Be quicker
I
for you to
know.
Do it.
I don't know. Like,
now, come on, give it a go.
Not
let's
many.
Go. I'll count.
Not
come
many,
on, come
not
on.
Not many at all.
Come on.
Okay. California.
Yep.
Texas.
Yep.
Not sure if it's a state, but I think it's a state. New York is a state, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is so poor,
bro. This is so, bro, I promise you. Remember when you put me at that video? Come on. You made me do geography. I can't do it. I don't know. Okay. What else have we got?
All the people watching are fuming.
Is it a city or just a state?
Come on.
Philadelphia? Is that a city or a state? I don't know. A city, right? That's a city.
I think that's a city. I think that's a city.
Okay, yeah, I've got a technique. Let me go back. Let me tip my technique back.
Mate, you've only got three.
Yeah, nah.
This is crazy, bro.
Okay, throw me one in.
Hawaii.
That's poor from you, fella. You picked an outlier. This Donnie's not even connected to the country. Alaska.
Alaska. Yeah, I think Alaska is one, isn't it? Yeah.
Philadelphia's a state? Say
Alaska. Alaska. All right, so you've got four.
Okay, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. There is gonna have to probably be a time limit.
Is this a state or a city? New Jersey, state or city?
No, that's
city.
Oh,
I don't know.
The state of New Jersey. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Fuck
maybe.
It. If it's not a state, it should
I'm
be a state.
I'm flying through it right now. Like
you got five, bro. This is so poor.
Nah. That's 10%. There's 50 what? 52. Huh?
Yeah, New Jersey is a state. Yeah.
Come on. I'm flying here. Throw me a hint. Throw me a curveball. Hit me up.
You just got... This is off the dome, bro. Do you want me to jump in?
Come on, throw me some up.
All right, we got Colorado.
Yeah, nice.
Utah, Florida.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like Salt Lake City and shit.
We've got Arkansas. We've got Maine. We've
Damn,
got...
Damn, you know your states, dog. You're
Massachusetts.
Chilling differently.
Did I say Utah? Yeah, I think I did say Utah. Delaware.
Oh, yeah, tax haven.
We've got what other ones are there? What's that? Oh, Alabama. There you go.
Nice. Why was I not getting them tips, you little shit? He just whispered "sweet home."
I feel like if I could sit here, I could keep going.
You could
on.
Probably do. I reckon you could probably do maybe 35.
Yeah, I think 35 is probably a decent shout.
Geography is so not poor for me. I think I got maybe an E in it or whatever. Which is lower? Is that lower than F? I don't know. Whatever the lowest grade I got.
Yeah.
It was the lowest out of all of them.
All right, I got a question for you.
Religious studies.
What continent is Egypt in?
I don't want to answer because I feel
this
like I'm going to get it wrong, man.
Bro, you should be able to just rattle this off quickly, bro.
No, I feel like you're fucking with me in some weird way. Okay.
Go on. What was it? Quickly. This is so poor. You're like those people in those American videos, the public interview videos where they go and ask them like...
Africa.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Just had to check. I felt you were throwing me a curveball because you lived there. You know, maybe it was one of those outliers that live on the border and it could come under another one.
And what and what continent is Vietnam in?
Ooh.
This is this is the most basic Asia? Shit ever. Yeah. All right, cool. I'll just give you a couple easy ones.
You know
what?
I'm getting them right.
Nah, but you're, the fact that you're having to think about it is a bit sus.
Because I feel like you're throwing me some I'm not good with. This is my worst subject by a country mile. I'm religious studies.
All right, well, speaking of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Recently, something big went down in Florida, in Miami. We actually had KSI was announced the best boxer in the world. Logan Paul actually managed to go 8 rounds with Floyd Mayweather, which was just absolutely insane.
It was crazy. But he just carried it to the 8 rounds, or no?
Yeah, he didn't sort of just carry it to the 8 rounds, but ultimately, like, you know, he didn't get absolutely peppered.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed watching it.
It's, you know, I wouldn't say Logan won, right? But there were some people trying to say Logan won. Like, look, he didn't win.
Maybe I don't know what fight you were watching. And that was possibly it.
Yeah, I don't know. But even then, it was just... But let me tell you something, yeah? With these things, people are there like, oh, why did I stay up to watch this? Why did I... What the fuck were you expecting? This isn't a pro fight. Like, this isn't two elite boxers going at each other. This is one of the best boxers of all time, former best boxer of all time. He's retired now. He just does these exhibition matches, which he now says he's not going to do anymore. We'll see if that is the case. Yeah. But you got that versus a YouTube boxer.
Yeah.
What were you expecting? Like an extreme display of skill here? No, they're both in it for the money. The longer this fight goes on, the more money they're probably going to make. And it's just like, why are people angry? Like, yes, we were always going to be the losers in this scenario. The only way we were ever going to win was if Logan knocked out Floyd Mayweather, which had a chance of being like 1 in 100, right?
Yeah.
What the hell were you expecting? We were always going to be the losers, yeah. Right? Because we were the one that paid money to watch it, or, you know, some people decide to watch it through the glasses of someone playing on Twitch, whatever it is. But yeah, it's just so weird to me that people were there like, oh, what the hell was that? That was so trash, blah, blah, blah. No, you've just cemented yourself as the biggest fucking idiot going. That's what you did. Congratulations. I went in there, I paid my money, I watched it, but I knew what I'd signed up for.
Yeah, we knew what
which
we
was fine. I knew what I was there, but I was there like, I want to be here to watch a YouTuber do something that no YouTuber's done before.
I mean, I was getting so many things because I posted a story of it. You can see the Sky Sports box office. So many people are like, oh, I watched it illegally and I was disappointed. You know, I want my money back and I didn't even pay. That kind of thing. I was like, what you've just said, essentially, like, you're a bit stupid if you stayed up and expected Logan Paul to do some mad thing. It was an exhibition for a reason.
And the weight difference is so much that it would have been pretty difficult for Floyd Mayweather to KO him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like, he could have easily, like, beat him up and the ref goes, yo, wait, stop,
Floyd. Did you see the clip that was going around Twitter and stuff saying Floyd does KO him and he holds him up?
I did see that actually where he does
clap him and it does look like maybe for a second he's knocked out, but I don't think he knocks him out because he literally would have been stumbling.
So yeah, to those of you that hadn't seen this, yeah, essentially Floyd hits him with like a right hook sort of thing, comes and hits him like right by the ear, which is obviously like a pretty big spot. And he sort of just like falls into Floyd, and that's where like all the hugging memes and stuff have come on. But anyways, it is what it is. And look, they both made an insane amount of money. I from what I heard, Logan was something in the region of like 14 mil. Could have been more. I don't really know. And then Mayweather went and made a bunch of money as well. But like, you know, a YouTuber making $14 million to fight the greatest boxer of all time.
That's bread, baby. That's crazy, Brad. Like, fuck me.
Wonder if Gibbs making that. You reckon Gibbs making 14 mil to fight Taylor Holder? Actually, shit. By the time this goes out, we'll know that result.
And the result will be Gibbo.
Oh, no.
TKO Taylor Holder.
Yeah, I certainly hope so.
Well, I said this against a Jake Paul fight and ended up looking like an idiot. But, you know, you got to support your
boys. You got to back your
boy,
man.
You got to back your boys. Like,
100%, bro.
It'd be rude of us to come in and be like, oh, no, you know, I don't think he's going to do it. I think he'll do it.
I genuinely think he'll do it. But
he's got the experience. He knows what to expect on a big stage fight. This is a big stage fight.
Yeah. Look, I put it this way.
I think he will have learned from last time.
In those sort of fights, this is a prime example. In those sort of fights, we are the winners.
Yeah.
Because we get to see two YouTubers go at it and we don't really care about the result. We know we might not see the best level boxing or whatever, but we're going to be entertained to some extent. Right? Because we get to watch two YouTube or two entertainers, I guess, fight each other.
Yep.
So in this case, we are the winners because you're seeing a whole card of just fuckeries, right? That's what it is. It's just fuckeries.
Mate, it's going to be good. Like, just Jarvis is fighting on it. Deji's fighting on it. It's actually going to be, you know, got the Bryson Austin fight. It's actually, I'm looking forward to at least four of them fights.
This will be funny because by the time this goes out, we'll already know the results, but you guys will be able to listen to Chip and laugh here because I'm going to ask Chip right now for four predictions, okay?
Four predictions.
You just tell me win, who's going to win and whether it's points or KO. And I just want it quick. Yeah?
Okay.
So first we got
Deji. Give me the four I know.
Deji, Vinny Hacker.
Deji will win.
By?
TKO.
TKO. Okay. Yeah. Next up, we'll go with FaZe Jarvis versus whoever the hell he's fighting.
I think Jarvis will win. By? I'm picking the guys that I like here, to be fair. Points.
Yeah. Points. Okay.
I think it'll be closer.
Then we have... we've got Austin McBroom versus Bryce Holder, main event fight.
I think Austin McBroom will win.
By?
Points, full goes full way. Yeah.
Points. And finally, our boy Gibb versus Taylor.
And Gibb wins.
On?
This is a really tough one, but I'm just going to say TKO.
Okay, I rate that. I mean, you're not far from it. If that was me, I'm going Deji.
Everyone's
going
to be on to me because I've picked all the YouTube boys here.
Yeah.
But before I saw a lot of the Bryce Hall's footage, I was thinking that Bryce Hall would win.
Really?
And now I've just seen like he gets like super angry. I think he might be one of those fighters that gets like when he gets rattled once, he'll go crazy in the ring, but it won't work in his favor.
Yeah, and he'll gas. I think.
I feel like
gas.
They're probably both on a similar ability.
All right. Next up, I'll rattle through mine really quick. We got Deji, Vinny Hacker. I think Deji TKO. FaZe Jarvis. Who is the guy that FaZe Jarvis is fighting? Because I don't actually know.
Can we get one on that? Do
fuck it.
Do
it's just going to be a draw. It's going to be a draw.
Can it be a draw?
Yeah, probably. Right. Next one is Bryce Hall, Austin. That is going to be Austin McBroom on points.
Okay.
Have I said the Deji Vinny Hacker?
Yeah, you said Deji TKO. So
it's Gibb. Gibb, I think Gibb wins on points.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Pretty similar, to be fair. You've got Gibb points, I got Gibb TKO.
Yeah. So that's my prediction. But it'll be funny because you guys will be listening.
We could come back
exactly.
to this. This might be like our Premier League predictions that we did that time.
Oh, we had a howler.
I can't remember what it was, but I swear it was rough.
We had it like, I think I might have had it like Everton fourth or someone. Ethan might have had it Everton fourth.
One of us had Everton higher. I think I might have had Liverpool like first.
Yeah, I had Liverpool first, Man City second, and then I think maybe United third or something. I don't even know. But
Lord have mercy.
It was, no, wait, no. I had United to get relegated, and they came second. So. Oh, we had Spurs. I had Spurs third.
I have Spurs higher?
Yeah, we would have done. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Well, anyways. It's hard to figure out when the season's happening the way it is.
Yeah, it is.
And then, you know, Everton had a good manager.
We got the Euros happening as well. England's first game will have just happened as well. So I'm really excited for the Euros. I hope that we have a great time. I do have to address something, though. And that is the fact that I am, right? So people get onto me every single time this happens, right?
You support England, Egypt, don't you?
When England plays Scotland, people always kick off. Or like if I'm supporting England, then people go, what are you doing? You're Scottish. Or like if I support Scotland, they go, what the hell are you doing? You support England. Guys, my dad is English. My mum is Scottish. I lived in Scotland and I've lived in England. Therefore, I support both teams. It's a national
team. Wow, you fraud. You should support Scotland.
I don't give a fucking shit, right? It's just so weird to me.
Yeah,
if you're from
weird.
Two different
no,
fucking
you,
countries.
You can support both those countries.
Yeah, it's international mean, football.
If
it's
you're
not
from
club football.
If you're from both countries.
I'm from both countries. Then, yeah, so it's like, yeah. Anyways, it made me laugh.
Oh, what are you going to do when...
when they play each other?
Yeah, well, because we played for, what, second... We're in a group, same
second,
group,
third
right?
game.
Second,
second game, actually. Yeah, I think I'll probably just not watch. I actually don't know what to do.
That'll be rough.
I'll just watch it.
In fairness, like... Oh, I don't know, man. That's tough.
What would you do? What would you do? Get a half and half scarf.
I don't know. I actually wouldn't know what to do there.
Yeah.
But like, is Scotland going to go ahead and really win the whole tournament?
Probably
not the same for England.
But who knows? I'd love it if they did.
That would be crazy. Have you seen the thing about where England, if they finish second in the group, it's much better, isn't it?
Yeah,
we spoke about it the day, didn't we?
Because I'm pretty sure if you come first, you got to play like what the
group
of death,
the second place group of death,
which
is
Germany, Portugal, and France.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah, and then the other teams are Hungary. So
not Hungary. Is it Hungary?
Yeah, I think so.
So who are Italy playing?
No, wait, no, it's not Hungary. Who's it? Turkey? Who's the rubbish, not the rubbish team, but who is the not as good team in the group of death for the Euros?
I think it is Hungary.
It might be in Italy playing Turkey or something. Oh,
fuck it. We don't.
I've not had a look at the schedule properly, so. But anyway, yeah, what you said, yeah. We'll play, if we win our group, we'll play second in that
much
group.
A much more difficult route to the final.
Whereas if we finish second, but I think, and the good thing is that we're getting the difficult game out of the way first. Croatia. Yeah. Okay, so if we beat Croatia, which is what we need to do.
Yeah, if we do that,
then
we've
got
feeling ourselves.
Possibly Scotland next. We can, you know, go ahead and win that. And then if, you know, Southgate wants to try it, then maybe he can field a B team
and see what happens.
But, you know, I think you've got to try and win every game, though, in a tournament like this.
Who are you starting? You can't talk to me. Who are you starting? Quickly.
Well, for our team, well, I know what you're talking about, like the whole up front thing, because we've got a problem there, haven't we? Obviously,
just talk to me. What are you starting?
Harry Kane. Sancho doesn't play that well for England, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like I think the Sancho that will join United will play like he plays for England, not because it's
really
it's tougher, isn't it? It's not.
Yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, it is.
But I will still go for Sancho on the left.
Sancho on the right.
Yeah. On the left, I will be going for Grealish.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if we got Grealish in there, we'll be getting pens left and right. Yeah, guy gets fouled so much, and it's Grealish, you know. And then it depends on like what formation we've got. I've got three.
I assume you've got Harry Kane up top.
Are you just talking? Let's just say we're doing a 4-3-3, even though we'll play five.
Fuck
right?
It. Yeah, just go 4-3.
Yeah, I've got Harry Kane in the middle. Then obviously we've got Declan Rice.
Yeah.
I don't know. You might hate me for this, but I don't know about Jordan Henderson at the moment. He's not fully fit as well, is he?
I don't know, mate.
Like, that's the...
I don't actually know.
The thing, if we can squeeze forward and in some way, depending on the formation, then obviously,
yeah. Yeah, and I like then, that. Mate, Foden's new trim.
I'm fucking mad, isn't it?
I love it. I love it.
If we're only playing one DM, then somehow try and chuck him out in there. But I feel like that team is like too...
It's nuts.
Yeah, it's like two nuts. Like, there's no way it works. Like,
but I'm pretty sure he plays five at the back anyways, doesn't he? So he'll probably have like...
Yeah, I'm used to supporting United and we always played two DMs. So having that many attackers in the team for me is like... Ooh.
Stress. Yeah. Anyways, there we go. So by the time... Who knows? By the time we record the next one, to be honest, Chip, we'll know.
The team.
Yeah.
Well, the next... We got one more friendly beforehand.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we had one of the day, didn't we? And you're meant to field like your best team to try and get them up to, but we haven't been able to do that because only Chelsea players and City players
are only just available.
Apparently, they're only just available now.
Nuts,
so we should see if we have one more friendly.
In the nicest way possible, I don't want to see Sterling start. I love Sterling.
I'm
I think he's a
that.
Great guy, but
I'm with
like,
you on that.
This weird obsession that. Sterling and him wanting to start. I just don't. He's not been good enough this season.
Yeah,
at all.
He's just not had it this season. He's still a good player, and probably next season maybe he'll get his form back.
Yeah,
but at this moment season. When you've got Foden who can play left, you know Grealish can play left, even Rashford who's finished the season quite poorly, but still the numbers were there from the season. Like
it's
you've got too many good left-hand-sided players for England. You're not going to start Sterling.
So yeah, there we have it. That's our football update for you guys. Anyways, we managed to. And chit-chat our way through there. What are you doing this week anyways, Chip? You got anything planned? I feel like we just did a big treasure hunt, actually. Video coming shortly.
Banger.
Did you like that video?
That
so I've rented out a massive house. You guys might have seen it. Like Harry was buzzing around in a go-kart. You might have seen that on his story, whatever.
How much was the house? How much are we talking about?
How much is it worth?
Yeah, how much
it's
was it
It's probably
worth?
Like 10 mil.
This place as well, by the way.
Yeah.
When I rocked up, I was like, I felt like I was in LA.
Bro,
in the hills.
Because
it was a sunny day. I've rocked up to this house and these guys got palm trees in the garden.
Mm.
I was like, this feels like I'm in California.
It was
right
bigger
now.
Than like an 11-a-side pitch as well, their garden. It was crazy head, mega chest. Anyways, I got videos coming out on it. We did like a huge treasure hunt. I gave the winners $2,000.
Big banger.
I can't wait for that video to go out, but that was good fun. So that's what we did this week. What else we done this week? Oh, I got wakeboarding tomorrow. I'm excited to get back into that. The weather's just been amazing, man. When the weather's good,
I might
the
come
vibes
to the wakeboarding, but just for a couple of bevs, because getting into that river ain't.
Why don't you like doing it?
I don't like water where I can't see what's beneath me.
Bro, but it's not deep, you know?
No, but it's not. It's not even about that. It's not about it being deep. I can swim perfectly fine.
You watch too much Shark Week, bro.
No, I don't. Not even that. I think I've just always had it. I think a lot of people watching have the same problem. Like, getting in and just... It's emptiness. The sea is, like, one of the scariest places. You look down and that's it. I don't know how fucking... What's under there? What's going on under there? And the fact that I just can't see the floor is weird.
You know how you are with aliens? That's how I am with the sea. Yeah, yeah, I love connected the to sea. I love hearing about it. I love knowing about it. Because like I said, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a marine biologist. And I think, like we ultimately know nothing about what's down crazy. in the pits of the sea. And so when I hear about, like, you go down there, bro, there are translucent fish. Yeah. There's fish that you can look through.
Well, you know what Simon always says, fish are aliens.
Does he? Is that what he says?
Yeah, and I'm on board with it. They can't breathe the air that we breathe.
Nah, aliens are from a different planet, bro. These are on our planet.
Nah, but he doesn't mean like fish are actually aliens. But it's like the sense of like, they're just... You don't know. They're just so different. Mm. They're just like, they swim in, they're cutting about.
They're sick.
You could say the same thing for stuff like birds and shit still, but yeah.
Yeah, man. Crazy I'm trying to go on holiday. I'm trying to get on a nice yacht, go somewhere, get in the sea, get a little jet ski, all that stuff. But...
I would like a jet skiing session soon.
Yeah.
I only did my first one last year, didn't I? Because I normally don't go on the sea, do I? So
You're getting used to it. It's the same with food.
Yeah, I am getting used to it, to be fair.
It's the same with food. I used to eat so poorly, I'm not even joking.
Like nuggets and ketchup.
Nuggets and chips.
Yeah.
That's all nuggets, you ate. Nuggets,
chips, bit of ketchup, that's it. But now, I'm out there, man.
You're on your steak
shit. I'll eat some crazy shit.
Yeah, no, it's true. Like, it was actually really bad. Going on holiday, eating
fried octopus and stuff. I would have never eaten that back in the day.
If you are a picky eater, guys, just know that you're childish. Childish.
No, you
are fucking childish. You are. No, I'm being like, I mean this in the nicest way, but if you are one of those people that are so... You reckon?
Yeah, because I think it's all to do with your childhood upbringing. My mum wasn't hard enough on me.
Yeah. When she didn't mix up your food, like, yeah, it was the same thing. Did,
but she wasn't like, if I said I wasn't eating some shit, I'll just kick off as a child, like whiny child or whatever. And obviously, you know, that is like, so she's just been like, oh, I don't give a shit, whatever. I don't want to hear you whine anymore. Just eat this.
Yeah.
Okay. And that'll like, if that's instilled into you from a young age, when you get older, you're like, shit, I don't like this veg now because I didn't eat them when I was younger.
Yeah.
And it's like getting a vegetarian to eat a burger. Right? Yeah, what's that gonna be like to them? It's gonna taste like fucking shit, right?
So
if you've never eaten veg as a child and you grow up and you start yamming on a bit of asparagus or sprout, it's gonna taste like shit and you're not gonna wanna eat it. And so when people are like, I'll get your veg down you, it is a lot harder than it looks to do it for someone first who's world never problem, eaten veg. Right, yeah. Yeah, first world problem, to be fair, like there's a lot of people that would love for a bit of veg out there, but still.
That's nuts.
But still, like.
Yeah, I think.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Guys, like, really, look at yourself. If you're out there and you're living by yourself now, come on. You got to try out new things and don't just
I've been doing it. I'll give you a tip right now if you don't like veg. What I've been doing is I bought a rice cooker, but it's like a veg steamer at the same time. So you put a bunch of veg in the rice cooker and obviously you put water under it. It boils water and it cooks the veg with a steam, right?
Yeah.
Pull it out. That shit is. Bussing. She's bussing.
Yeah.
But
you're seasoning
that
though.
Nice. Of course, yeah. Of course,
seasoning. Yeah. How are you seasoning that? Talk to me. What we got on it?
Well, we got a friend Jack who showed me. He cooks the veg in the oils. So after you've made the steak, everything that's in the pan, the butter, the oils, everything, all the seasoning that you had in there, then you'll chuck in all the veg.
Yeah.
Cook it like that, and that is a really nice way. But when I do it in the steamer, I'll just sprinkle a bunch of shit over it. Nothing crazy. One. Yeah.
Nah, see, it's so funny. People, by the way, me and Chip got to say, every time we go out and about now, we don't get recognized for half of the shit I've been slaving away for 10 years on my YouTube life. Podcast. People only, we were having dinner last night, girl and her brothers come over for a picture, and then they just walked away and she was like, by the way, I love your podcast. And I was literally just, they're like, nobody gives a shit about the videos I make. The ones that I put, I slave into.
Yep.
Ultimately, it's just people only give a shit about the podcast.
Yeah, the podcast listeners are the real ones.
They actually are. They're the hardcore legends. So
100%.
So that's good. Anyways, Chip, what we did say around, what was it?
Around what?
Not Christmas. Around dinner last night. Was we wanted to play a little game called Fact or Cap.
Yes.
So
Fact or Cap, baby.
Fact or Cap. So what we are gonna do
is put a bunch of people on fraud watch.
Right? Yeah, but yeah, essentially. So what we have here is a fact or cap, and I'm gonna give you the fact or cap, and you're gonna tell me whether you think it is real or fake.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go. Now. I do just want to give a little disclaimer here. If these are terrible, then we put it on BTS Alex. This is the first time we've done this.
Yeah.
So this could go terribly.
Yeah, Alex, I swear.
I swear to God. All right, here we go. There are more unique games of chess in the world than there are atoms.
Cap.
You reckon that's cap? That is, in fact, a fact.
No fucking way.
There are. Isn't that crazy? There are more
How many unique ways are there?
You're asking a question I don't have the answer to, unfortunately.
Well, we need at least to know how many.
Mate, it will be so long. Like, we won't even be able to read out the number. Wow. Think about how many atoms there are
that's
in the world.
Impressive,
this all has atoms in it. This.
That's why I was thinking, like, this is impossible, right? That's a good one, you know.
That's
crazy.
You know
what, Alex? This is looking good for me right now.
It started off well. Right, yeah. On to the next one, guys. Here we go. Welcome.
What would you have said on that one?
I would have said the same as you. Because yeah. It just doesn't make... there's atoms in the mic I'm talking to.
Yeah, that's what I'm... What? Nah, that is still, I still can't really believe that one, to be honest. But fair enough.
Yeah, okay, here we go. The next one on fact or cap, or cap or fact.
Can
I don't know.
The book of cranberry
Is hippos can run at the same speed as horses.
Okay, right. Now, he's giving us good ones here, I won't lie.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like maybe a hippo is like one of those things that can just pick up some mad speed.
I've seen videos of hippos absolutely.
It's like what it came out where Harry Maguire clocked one of the fastest speeds last year.
Yeah,
and his Tony cannot, let's be honest.
I've seen that. Have you seen the videos of like hippos like chasing people down, bro? They are the most aggressive animals
right,
in the world.
So we're talking horse, right? I'm going to say, this could go either way, but I'm going to say cap.
It is, in fact, a fact.
Wow, Jesus.
So hippo's got legs,
so
bro.
So it can run as fast or faster? Do we know the speeds?
No, they can just run as fast as horses.
Okay, I want speeds and details next
yeah,
time.
Yeah. Because we got to get
one.
The fact
Damn,
check
I ain't
on
even
you.
Got one right yet. This is how you know it's good.
All right, here we go. Newborn babies can't drown because their windpipes close in response to being submerged. However, that reflex disappears at 6 months. 6 years old.
Shit, man. Surely.
I meant to. Oh, sorry. 6 months. 6 months. At 6 months old.
So you're telling me a 4 year old baby, four month old baby could not drown?
Not if you just like put them in water. Whereas if you. Unless you push them down with your own hand. With your own hand, then yeah.
So that's just drowning, though.
Yeah.
What you're trying to say, he can't drown. But when you push a baby down into a bath, that would be
no. Well, according to this, that it would be regardless. They just couldn't drown.
Jesus.
Is that mine or is that yours? That's mine. I don't know what's that doing over there. That's your strip.
This is a confusing one. So you're saying,
yeah.
If I put a 5-month-old baby, mm-hmm. okay, just don't picture this, guys. It's all hypothetical, and I put him down in a bath and I keep his head submerged.
Yeah, this is twisted. Actually,
experimentally.
Yeah.
You're telling me he won't drown. Is that what you're trying to say?
Because their instant reflex, as soon as there's too much water, their windpipes close.
Cap. It's got to be cap. I swear to God, if this is fact, I'm gonna punch myself in the face.
It is, in fact, cap.
Yes.
You got the first one right there.
Yes.
Two to one, baby.
2-1. Come on.
Here we go. Okay. Australia has a bigger surface area than the moon.
Why are you doing geography on me? Like, why are you doing that?
Nah, bro. This is kind of geography. This is just a bit of common sense.
I don't know. Like, I am going to say cap. But the reason why, the thing that's killing me here is that it's such a weird thing to ask that it could, I feel like it's throwing me a curveball. Like, Australia, so you're saying, Jeremy, what you're saying is Australia
has a bigger surface area. So including all their rocks and things like that, their entire surface area.
Yeah, just their entire
area.
Country.
Yeah.
You're trying to say that it's bigger.
It's bigger than the moon. Has it more surface area than the moon?
I feel like I've heard this before, you know. Well, I'm just going to stick with my moon boy. But if you want to tell me then that's a fact, then go for it. But I'm going to say it's cap.
You think that's cap?
I don't know. I couldn't even tell you how big Australia is, bro.
Australia's massive. Have you seen on a globe how big Australia is?
I've seen like Russia and shit. I can't even like picture Australia in my mind. That's how little I know about like countries. Like I couldn't even tell you the shape of this place.
Really?
Yeah, I could tell you like Italy, the little boot, little Prada boot.
The little red bottom boot.
Yeah, yeah, but I couldn't tell. No, I'm just gonna say cap. Like, I don't know. I'm just gonna say cap. I don't really know.
Well, I'm glad you went with cap because it is in fact mega cap, super cap. Australia is not bigger than the
thing is. The thing is, he's throwing me like shit that I might just throw me off, and it's like, trying to mug me off in a pod.
Here we go.
You found that on our website, didn't you, Alex? No, this is the answer. Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
I think I heard that one.
The average... Here we go. We got another one. Right. Here we go. Another fact or cap with shit.
By the way, I'm 2-for-2 right now.
Yeah, but you're also like 4-for-2 as well. Here we go. Two wrong. Oh, yeah. Sure. Okay. Here we go. The average weight of a cloud is 500 kilos.
What's a good one.
The average weight I'm gonna say of a cat. Cloud I'm gonna is say
it's,
five. Is,
I'm going to say it's
cap. Oh, no. Wait. 500 kilos. Sorry.
I'm going to say it's cap.
It's 1.1 million pounds. So it is 1.1 million pounds. Yeah.
Why are you giving a million pounds, bro?
This particular fact has just got a comma in a weird place. And so I can't actually tell. So
that would be about the right amount, 500 kilos.
Where should the comma be? So it's 500,000 kilograms.
The average cloud.
The average cloud weighs 500,000 kilograms. What, those things are... Kilograms.
Nah, I'm going to say that's cap.
That is, in fact, fact.
Wow.
500,000 kilos.
Did you know that?
No,
I did not know that.
Mate, I would never
think know it's all water and shit when you put, like... Yes. What, planes just flying through them? Like, it's light work. Boeing, you making good shit, you know.
Yeah. Here we go.
These are good, by the way. I'm enjoying this.
All right, another
Teaching
one.
Teaching me some up.
Bees can't sting other bees. Fact or cap?
I'm thinking of evolution there. I'm going to say cap.
So
Wait. Bees can?
Can't.
Okay.
So bees cannot sting other bees.
Don't know though, because what if like they're getting some fucking beef and Donna's like, have that, Barry. What was it? Barry Allen? Yeah,
Barry B. Benson.
He was quite a nice Donnie. I would say they wouldn't do it. I'm gonna say that's a fact. They can't.
They can't do it. So you're gonna say it's a fact? Well, in fact, they can do it to each other. So that is cap.
Now I'm 4-for-2, right?
Yeah, you're struggs
Come
right
on,
now.
Come on, throw me some more, bro.
Okay, here we go. All right. Let me brew one up for you.
The thing
here,
is, do you reckon majority of people know these ones? I feel like they don't.
I don't know. Here, I've got last one for you. Last one on Factor Cat.
Okay. If I get this right, I want one more to equalize. So get one more.
Here we go. Ready? It's more hygienic to lick a toilet seat than it is to lick a mobile phone screen.
Wow. That's interesting.
So which has more germs on it?
Well, okay. So it all depends. Did the Donnie just piss on the toilet seat? Because when you sit on a toilet seat, it's just your cheeks going on there.
I'm assuming they've done a random test of 1,000 different toilet seats in homes, and they've decided.
I'm going to say it is more hygienic to lick the toilet seat.
You reckon it's more hygienic to lick
because
a toilet seat?
Because all the places that
How many times have
in,
you pissed all over your toilet seat, Chip?
All the time.
Bro, you know when
But
you
I got, always what, clean it with a tissue.
You know when you got a rock on, yeah, and then you try and take a piss and it just does like two different directions. Mm-hmm. And then the whole toilet seat is fucked.
Have you ever tried to piss upwards and loop it in?
I don't know if I've tried that, but I've definitely had to like have more of an angle when I step back.
Because I live on my own, second bathroom, I'll step back, go closer to the door.
Chippo Olympics.
Yeah, no, honestly, shit is buzzing.
All right. So what are you saying?
It's more hygienic to lick the toilet seat. I'm going to go with that. I don't know what
that is. In fact, a fact. It is more hygienic.
Yes. I had a feeling, man. Phones go everywhere. We need one more because it's 4-3. I can equalize here. Come on, give me one more, guys.
All right, here we go.
Give me one more.
Ready? Tsunami waves can travel as fast as a jet plane. Roughly 500 miles an hour.
Damn.
Can a wave travel 500 miles an hour?
Wow. That is a good one. Like, I would think a wave could travel like 100 to 200 miles per hour, but 500 miles per hour is fucking rapid.
So rapid.
But I'm going to say that is a fact.
What makes you say that that's a fact? If you've just said... Because the ocean is just fucking said,
wild, man. That shit is wild. And the heights that they can reach alone is, you know, like... That shit is like, you know, when you look at the sea, you always see how it is. But imagine looking at the sea and seeing a 120-foot wave or something like that. You know, they can go so high up.
Well, it's crazy.
So I wouldn't put it past them to be able 500, to travel.
So you're telling me a 500-mile-an-hour, 120-foot wave.
That's not short off the speed of sound, you know.
What's the speed of sound?
Like 700 and something, 730 or something
so
like that.
So they're almost breaking the speed barrier with a wave.
Yeah. Wow, imagine a wave making a sonic boom. I'm still going to say... Just because I think the ocean is a crazy place, I don't really know the answer, but I'm going to say fact.
That is the correct answer. It is a fact. They can travel 500 miles an hour.
4 for 4. I came back, man. Comeback season, baby.
Well in, bro.
I'm going to give you, I'm going to have to do, next episode, I'm going to have to do that to you.
Yeah. Flip it around. Okay, sounds good.
Wow, I like that. Was fun. I hope the people enjoyed that.
Yeah, maybe we let us know. Do you want us to keep cap or fact?
Yeah, if you do this, whenever we do it every week, if we do it, if you enjoy it, you guys can jump in and join in with us. And be honest, let us know how many you get right in the comment section.
Yeah, I'm actually like, really curious.
Can you beat me and Cal on the week's episode? So, yeah.
Bro, I saw someone, and I hate to bring back, I feel like we talk about X all the time, yeah, but I have to bring back something, and it's all about Sports Day. How did you ever get on Sports Day?
Just before we carry on about Sports Day, because I know we're going to talk about it for a little. I remember yesterday I told you something and you said you got ick from that, and it was about Shake Shack. We walked past Shake Shack in Stratford Westfield, and I told you about the time where I just moved to London. So I've just moved to London.
Oh my god, this story's unbelievable.
Picture the scene. I've just moved to London. Never been to London. Like, I've been to London once in my life. I've just moved here for YouTube. I'm living with Ali, Anderson, Gibb, Tobias. But those guys haven't moved in yet. They're moving in like 3 days. So I'm in my flat. I'm living life. I live right next to Westfield. I'm so happy. I go to Westfield to try out Shake Shack for the first time ever. We don't have it in the north. So I'm like, yeah. I go there. I've ordered my stuff. She goes, what's your name? I'm like, it's Josh. What's yours? I thought she was just feeling the crunch. She's just, all she wanted was the name for the order.
And you've gone, Josh, what's yours?
Bro, I haven't even realized till I've gone and sat down. She didn't say anything. She just replied back with her name and gave me a smile. I was like, yeah, like, I'm about. Like, I'm in my zone right now. Right, it is.
That is so funny.
I'm just a fucking muppet. And I've sat down to myself and I thought, like, she's just asked another person for her name.
She's cheating on me already.
Like, why is she asking everyone their name? Oh.
Yeah, that is.
Says my name on the receipt.
Yeah.
That's an ick.
Oh man, you must have thought you were in as well.
I thought I was a goat. I had like that Ali confidence.
Yeah. That just buzzing. Unrelentless confidence.
I was built different than but.
All right.
Anyway,
here we go.
Sports Day, you want to speak about
sorry, yeah, I did want to chat about Sports Day.
Yo, look at that, by the way.
Oh my god, your belly is wham.
I got a belly right now, too.
Yeah, bro. Get with that hairy gym, belly as well. Yeah. I went to the gym today.
How much would it cost you to lick my belly bum?
Not even that much, probably. You pay me like $250, I'd do it.
How much would it cost you something at all?
Probably like $1,000.
I might have $1,000 lying about.
Yeah. It's Sports Day. Now, I want to talk about Sports Day, right? Because how did you do in Sports Day?
What kind of Sports Day? We're talking about the eggs.
School Sports Day.
I'm only good at like a few things.
Like, you know, you had people were, you know, put up for the 100 meter sprint, the 400 meter sprint. What did you do at Sports Day?
I was
day?
Good at the endurance ones because I played basketball for all my things. So I would be able to even keep up with the best footballers in the
really?
School.
So what, like the long
distance? Even though
long
I was possibly
distance.
One of the worst footballers in the school. But long distance, no problem.
Really?
100 meters, no. I wasn't slow, but I wasn't fast.
You ever have your mum or dad come down?
Oh, no, never. I'd rather die.
Really? No, but where the schools, the parents always came down.
Nah, I don't like that vibe.
And the one where like your dad would do like egg and spoon race.
Oh my!
The parents.
Oh
egg
wait,
spoon
what
race.
Kind of what kind of sports day are we talking about here? We talking about
sports
like a
day
high
when you're a
one.
Kid, bro, or primary school, whatever. It
oh,
was.
I thought you were talking about secondary Mm-mm. school one. No, primary school for me it was just like egg and spoon race. You know, like jumping in a sack.
Yeah.
Wheelbarrow,
yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
And then the parents would give it a go?
Yeah, and they paired me up with some girl that's probably bigger than me in primary school. I'm like 30 kg. They're like, pick her up by the legs, Chip, wheelbarrow race. And I can't even pick her up.
This poor girl that has only been eating nuggets and chips her whole life with no veg.
That's why I thought we'd get on. You know, we've got a lot in common. Nuggets
and
chips.
Oh my God, that's funny. No, the reason why I wanted to bring it up was just because I saw someone say that one of their biggest icks would have been like if they went down to watch sports day, and then, you know, where they do the parents one and the dad's all race and he comes like last. And then when he just has an absolute stinker in like the egg and spoon race or like the sprinting one, and your man over there is just dead last. He's blowing at the back.
Oh no. Oh, he's tried though. We had it a DM once about how a girl had a nick because she went to watch her boyfriend have a boxing fight and he got battered. But like you gotta respect anyone against the ring.
He got
though.
In there. I know, but it's one of the
But at the same time, it is like rough, like, you know.
It's crazy. Wait, didn't
Yeah, it was for charity as well.
Oh yeah, the boxing match was for a charity. Yeah. And then once she seen her man just get walloped, she was there like,
nah,
this just ain't busting no more.
This ain't it for me. He can't protect me.
Yeah. That's actually what it would have been. That's fucked. That is so deep as well. Your man did it for charity and you just sacked him off. That's so deep.
Absolute peak times. I tell you one, I got a funny story. When I was doing Waterloo Road extra work, Yeah.
Back in your prime
back
time.
Back in my prime. So there was a bunch of extras on this specific scene, and my job was to just come out into the hall from another room and walk down the room. But I couldn't hear the director. She was on the other side of the room. So she would always shout calls to like scene with extras. So I'll do it with the extras all doing their work. And sometimes it'll be like, just do the scene, extras all stay in your place. But I couldn't hear her properly because it was so far away. And so I thought she said, right, do the scene with the extra, should have a code word for it, whatever. And so I've gone walking out, walked down the hall, everyone's acting, and I don't see any of the extras about, and all the extras are just stood there looking at me as I'm walking, doing my part, and I'm just like, oh no.
Oh.
I'm on camera. I think even everyone's looking at me like, what? Why is this kid just walking through the scene?
In the middle of the scene, you just got Chippo there rolling
doing
through.
Doing my thing. Yeah, I've got to even do a wave as well. Like, I just doing my wave, like, bang, it's all that kind of shit.
Oh man, I love your Waterloo stories.
They're
so
good,
funny.
Man. They're good.
That's so good. Oh man.
Yeah.
I ain't got, that's the thing. That is on my bucket list, you know, to be an extra in a movie.
Really?
Or like in a TV series. Just appear like briefly on the screen. And so, yo.
I know a girl that was a stormtrooper.
Yeah, that's probably because she dressed up like that to come around your gaff.
No.
You
she
madness.
Told me, she was like, oh, I'm like doing acting. I was like, oh, really? What? She was like, yeah, just disguise. I was like, what did you do? She was like, a stormtrooper.
You fell in love, bro. I know you.
No, I swear to
God. No, obviously not. Chip obviously didn't fall in love with her. Did you ask her to see a pic for proof?
No, I actually didn't, but like she is into acting, so I just kind of believed her.
Yeah, fair enough. That's all right. Speaking.
No, but you are a star. You do links.
Oh yeah, I'm in like adverts, but no, I want to be in like a movie. Like I'm talking. Yeah, I want in the next Inception.
It would be sick to just like.
I'm just sitting behind Leonardo DiCaprio, just sipping on a little latte.
Did you ever
latte.
Watch where Casey Neistat was in a movie? Yes. I watched the movie. I can't remember what it was, but he's in it like, kind of like for a little bit.
I
like,
swear they say bit. Something to him, or he says something. He's got one line.
He's like a gangster in it or something. Honestly, I may be butchering this here, but I swear he's like a like some rich
Casey
weird
Neistat,
guy.
Casey Neistat, the gangster.
Nerve, no. yes, with James Franco or the other Franco brother, right?
Fuck it.
But yeah, no, have you ever seen that? Got that right. Dave Franco, that was it. Sorry, Dave Franco. But yeah, no, that was interesting. He did all right, I thought. Logan Paul, Law and Order.
Logan Paul had his own movie called Airplane. It was absolutely fucking
really?
Dreadful.
Really? I've not seen. I didn't know that.
Was it called Airplane? It was called Airplane Mode.
Was it shit?
Yeah, it's fucking awful.
Do you remember when we went to watch JJ and Casper Lee's one of the
Bro,
well?
Yo, the people are going to say that I'm just saying this because
it wasn't that
it was
bad.
But it wasn't right. That bad, bro. Considering the two main actors were YouTubers, I thought it was actually all right. Late in America, that was.
I thought the acting was okay, but like the story line was just
so
classic
shit.
And
so
the
shit. I actually went to the set of like there's a scene where they like there's like a dwarf in a castle and like they've got this huge castle scene and I went to that set like they were filming there for like a week and I went to it because I was out in LA anyways. We all had a big house there while they were filming that movie. I went to it, bro, and I was like, this is sick, bro. Like the whole experience. I know JJ would have liked it as well.
I got a sick one for you here.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you reckon Lady in America's Rotten Tomatoes score is? We'll get Alex to check it.
I reckon it's high. Do you know what? Anything more than 30%, and I swear to God, right, you gotta have
got
it done.
I got one for you, okay?
Yeah.
Loser.
Yeah.
Okay, does a shot of Sambuca.
All right.
We have to guess Lady in America's Rotten Tomatoes score.
Okay, I reckon it got 30 on the dot.
I'm going to go somewhere close. Yeah. I'm going to say 30, like... Oh, I might say 40.
No.
I'll say 40. I'll say 40. Cool. Alex, what is it?
Made in America.
Bro, by the way, these kind of films sometimes get like 10 and 10. Shit.
No, I've seen one with like 2 and 3. 2 and 3%.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of 2 and 3. I've gone so high here. I don't know, you know.
Because Rotten Tomatoes is one of the harshest critics of movies. So they don't actually have a...
audience score might be like inflated because it's...
Because it would just... would have been fans. The audience score is 57, which is really good. Well, audience score tends to be...
I've won this, haven't I?
But another thing that could sway in my favor is there wasn't enough movie critics to give a proper Rotten Tomato score, but there was one.
And one critic?
One critic, okay? And his name is Jason Best. And Jason Best has given it, well, first of all, he's described it as crass and witless.
Fucking best little wanker, more like.
Fucking Jason...
Jason Bourne over it.
Yeah, cheers. That was class.
Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne.
He's given it 20%.
I reckon we just both do a shot.
Yeah, fuck it. Come on then. Let's do it. What about airplane mode? Find what airplane mode is.
Have we got them shot glasses? Crocs ones. I thought we had Crocs shot glasses there.
Yeah, but then
we ran this podcast in November. And we're based on a Sambuca and we don't have shot glasses.
The reason actually is because we did shots once and we left them. We forgot them, get them clean, and they just turned all disgusting and they were beyond repair.
Really? Oh, yeah, I'm going to drink them.
Filthy. But yeah, get it down anyway so that we can have this shot. Let's do, have you got airplane mode? And don't say anything. Does it have a Rotten Tomato score?
Okay. Whilst Alex does these... By the way, the shot needs to be the exact same. I think any hardcore fan, he'll remember what you did that one time.
You got finesse, bro. Learn the game.
I'm gonna go toilet. That shit bussin'.
It's time. We both have to do a shot since, well, ultimately, there just simply weren't enough reviews.
Yeah.
Oh my God, chip. This ain't actually opening us.
It's crusty, lad.
Go on then, give that a go.
It's crusty, that's why. It's probably... Oh, like the crust on the top of the...
Yeah, the crust from the Sambuca is actually... I don't know if we should be drinking this.
Nah, fuck it.
If the crust is...
Amrita, can you open that, please?
All right, give it to BTS, Alex.
I feel like she'll have some like mad tetsit, though.
Oh, he's huge!
BTS Alex has done it!
Look at the crust.
Listen, there's always a bit of strength. Look at the strength!
Here we go.
Wow, that was impressive, guys. If you're listening on Spotify right now, you will have just seen... Well, you wouldn't have seen because you're listening, but... Alex, BTS Alex.
It's the same. We did like nothing, bro.
Questionable. Either way, yes.
Cheers to Laid in America.
Yeah, cheers to Laid in America.
You ever been Laid in America?
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that little shot to keep it moving... We shall now progress on to...
Surely we've got something else.
What?
You want to talk about relationship advice?
Yeah, I was going to get onto that. You want to drop a little more knowledge on them?
I don't know. We got any more knowledge?
Yes. Great shout.
Actually. So, do you want to bring it up?
That. Yeah. So, yesterday I got an email, actually.
Yep.
So, Chip had a story about the time that he was at the Ivy with about like four other... gal, and
just what someone, I do, by the way. That's just what
someone paid for your meal.
Yeah,
and you said you like waited around, you tried to figure out who it was, and you saw someone in a Hawaiian shirt leave that you believed to be the guy that paid for it.
Yeah.
Well, as always with the fellas, being obviously one of the best podcasts in the UK, word gets around pretty quickly, right? And the guy that paid for it ended up emailing in.
Cool. Do you want to read it out for us?
Yeah, I will actually just read it out. Yeah. Let me get it up real quick.
And the thing is, we even explains like where he's from or kind of maybe explains a little bit why he might have had the money to do it as well.
Yeah, here we go. So I'm not going to read out his name just because I don't know whether he wants that or not. But the email goes as follows. Hey, guy, only reaching out as Chip/Josh had mentioned. He waited 20 minutes later to find out who it was. You waited like 20 minutes to see who
note and then waited.
Yeah, so what did you say on that note?
The note was actually, it was just a nice note. It was like, we didn't, you know, one of the girls I was with wrote it, 'cause she got better handwriting. We just said, like, just say thank you. It was like, hey, stranger.
Just a
thank
nice
you
note.
So much for the, you know, kind gesture, all this stuff. We wish we could thank you properly, but we appreciate it so much. Something like that.
Anyways, he said he was, the note was extremely sweet. Despite aiming to do, so this is what he's saying, despite aiming to do these things anonymously, I actually stumbled on the latest podcast and did not expect that you guys would mention it at all. Overall, I think you guys have the perfect mindset here. It's all about doing things for others without any expectation or needing to get praise or recognition from the masses, as you alluded to.
Yeah.
I always think it would be such an amazing world if we could randomly do acts of kindness for each other. Please note, it doesn't need to be paying the bill for someone at the Ivy. It
can be anything.
It can be anywhere or anything or for anything. So yeah, he said he had a funny story he wanted to tell. We haven't got in contact just with him just yet, but I literally just read this email yesterday.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to let him know. But he did say, by the way, I'm not in my 30s just yet. I'm currently 25. So you actually just mugged this guy off.
I will be honest. I only caught a very quick glance of him, and he just looked tall with a beard, and I just kind of was like, looks a bit older than me. So I assumed 30.
Now he is a president and COO, which I believe is a chief operating officer of a company.
So
the guy obviously had, like, you know, he had the money to spend on a
Well, if you're at the Ivy and you're about to pay for a 4-person meal, you know you're about to drop a few hundred quid.
Well, if you ever fancy going to the Ivy, just have a look around, see if you can spot a guy in a Hawaiian t-shirt. You might end up paying for your meal.
Yeah, might end up with a free meal.
But no, I just thought it was cool that we actually managed to get a bit of a follow-up to it, which was pretty sick.
Yeah, I was not expecting it. I'd come to the conclusion that he had no idea.
He's a mystery man.
He just doing a kind gesture. Turns out that, well, he was doing a kind gesture. He didn't know me, but he has somehow, I guess maybe the guy he was with might have been like, yo, by the way, that guy.
It came up on the podcast.
Yeah,
I don't really know how exactly he came up on the podcast.
Because think about it, someone would have to have watched the pod and told him, but how do they know he's done it to me?
Or he said, or it's just a known thing that he is known to do is pay for dinner.
Yeah, maybe he's known to do it, and someone's gone to him and be like, yo, these guys spoke about someone paying for the dinner. Yeah. Was it you?
Well, what he said was that the podcast popped up like on his thing. So it's like, a recommended
surely not. What, that one podcast,
I don't know, bro.
That would be too much of a coincidence, but either way,
it was very sick. And he does mention,
he says he's got
point.
A story for us, so we'll drop him a reply and see what he's got for us.
Maybe it is juicy, but yeah, no, he's right. People,
if
should
I spot
be
him
that.
Again, I'll be paying him back.
Yeah, spot him again. Actually, can I get another meal, please, boss?
I was
paying
to pay for that meal, boss.
Yeah, I know. He actually stunted all over you, bro.
He stunted on me, bro.
You're about to go home, have the fattest orgy of your life, and guess what? They were like, well, this broke-ass guy didn't even pay for our meal.
I didn't even have a chance, but no, I was very happy when it was paid for. I was like, damn,
happy
save
days.
Me some money, brother. Thank
save
you
me some bread. So yeah, maybe, guys, next time you're maybe even a boss man, just say you'll get the guy behind you.
Myself that I will go and do the same thing.
Yeah,
to,
pass it on.
I will pass on that thing. But like you said, it doesn't have to be whatever. It could be, I don't know, something, it could be small. Anything.
Yeah, it's true. That's a fantastic little story we had.
Yeah,
there.
It was good. It was good. I like his mindset of, you not need praise for it.
We were at dinner last night, as I mentioned earlier on the podcast, and then we ended up going to the casino. It's been a while since we've been to the casino. I haven't been to the casino in yonks,
Lux was doing
bro.
Decent. I didn't do bad either.
Well, no, Lux had an absolute stinker to begin with, and then on the final roulette table, he jumped on and he cleaned up. Like, put it this way, he ended up winning like close to $2,000, and then he came out only 250 quid up. So
he was getting money out. You got about 240 out. I think I got 200 out.
Yeah.
I only spent 40 of my 200 though.
Yeah. No, I ended up, I came out on top like only 20 quid after, yeah. after the yeah, whole thing. I was there like, do you know what? Me coming away, spending an hour and a half in a casino, and technically I'm coming away evens. I would argue that that is a big win in
That's
a casino.
That's not bad at all. We were in there for a bit. Like,
yeah. Harry got blitzed. Theo got blitzed.
Instantly.
Yeah, man. They got peppered. I was
on the roulette table with Cal, and we were just whacking. It's £2.50 minimum. We're just whacking them down. But I got 13. I always put on 13 because it's my birthday.
Yeah.
Like you put on 17. It just came in back to back.
Bro, back to back. And then not only that, but you were just flying, bro. I don't know how. You were absolutely flying. It made me realize.
I put in 40 quid. I came out with, I was up to 330, then lost 100. So I came out with like two some up.
That's not bad. Well, in profit, two something in profit. Yeah, very sick.
I don't really go to.
It made me realize we do need to do another Vegas trip, bro. ASAP, bro. I love a Vegas
Big
trip.
Big banger.
I love Vegas. Yeah,
that was very good last time.
Yeah, man. I do enjoy it.
Very good.
So yeah, we got Vegas potentially on the cards, but as you know, in Vegas,
when we can go to America,
when we can, yeah, we're still waiting, bro. COVID's on a fucking wind up at this point. Like, I'm actually fucking fed up. Nothing got put on the amber or green list. Like, no new ones. You know what I'm saying? We just recently, I think it was on the 4th of June.
Bro, Portugal just got put back on.
Put back on the amber.
Yeah.
So one got taken off. We ain't had nothing added to the green. You know, Give me a new green one.
I think you're looking at like late July, until we see another green thing.
It's fucking
painful. I was meant to go away for my birthday, but I don't think that will happen now.
It's looking mudded.
Yeah, got a month from now.
Anyways, as always.
Oh, and also, don't forget one more thing. We have got Tough Mudder.
I'm not doing it.
Well, but you are doing it because I bought you a ticket.
Yeah, but I can't find the ticket.
No, because I've got the ticket. Like,
oh, you've got the ticket.
Yeah,
When is it?
This guy, right? I said, I was feeling a little bit like I don't really do many physical activities. So yeah. I put in a group chat with all the boys. Boys want to do Tough Mudder. Because that's a bit of a challenge for me.
So those of you guys that don't know, explain what Tough Mudder is.
Tough Mudder is like, what is it, 10-kilometer run, but it's not just like that simple.
Obstacle courses.
Yeah, like every few kilometers or whatever, you've got like five in total. You've got like obstacle courses, like you have to run up the wall, but mm-hmm. it's like a big wall. You need other people to help you get up there. There's the one where you have to go through the water and stuff. Like that kind
of lots of cool
like
shit
like
to do on
like an army camp kind of training thing, but it's good and it's all about teamwork and doing it with a group. That's the whole thing. So I was like, right, I've never done that. Theo's done it and he told me about it. I want to do it. Carl's gone to me. Yeah, Chip, just cop me a ticket. I was like, yeah, cop me a ticket. I'll cop him a ticket. Cops him a ticket. I bring it up again a few weeks ago. He goes, I'm not going. I'm not got a ticket. I was like, I fucking bought you a ticket, fella.
Yeah, but I'm still not doing it.
We're not wasting this ticket.
When is it?
It is just after my birthday, which means you have to come because it's like birthday
week.
What,
13th of June? July.
13th
of July. I got you.
I think we're going on July 17th.
Oh, okay. After the Euros or is that?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If it's on the same day as one of the Euro games, I'm more than happy to scrap it because there's nothing that will get in the way of football.
The 17th of July Euro fixtures.
Theo, not Theo.
Don't you? Did you just fucking call me Theo? Like, I swear.
No, I've got
to
a
God.
Good one for you here. Okay, so you're getting married, Cal.
Yeah.
Okay, you're getting married. The missus has sorted out the final wedding day.
Yeah.
England have got to the World Cup final. Okay. You are getting married in a place where it's like not possible to watch the World Cup final. Yeah. England are in the World Cup final for the first time ever.
Yeah.
What are you physically doing there?
Lad,
I will sacrifice the entire relationship to see the boys bring it home.
Okay. So what I would say is like straight up, like this wedding, because you obviously don't understand my priorities in life as well.
Yeah.
Like I might only see this once in my lifetime. Yeah. So this is what's going to happen. If you are so set on having the wedding on that day and there is no chance that you're moving it, fine, but understand that there will be facilities at the wedding with a big fuck off screen and everything there where all the boys can sit there and get absolutely sloshed.
No, but
okay,
that is a good idea, but let's just say for some reason you've gone and got, okay, let's say you're doing it in the Maldives, it's not possible to get big projectors brought out.
I'm not going.
You're in
a little island. I'm not going to the wedding.
That's what I'm saying. I'll say to her, like, look, I know you've picked this date and this is so important to us, but like, you will not be marrying me. It will need to be another man because, girl, I'm married to the game. I'm bringing home
the boys
are bringing home that trophy, the beautiful game.
It has to be. No, but no, realistically, though,
I tell her, like, Rashford is feeding them kids. I got to be there for him.
Bro, it has to be.
Why don't we just get married at fucking Sports Bar and Grill?
Yeah.
Yeah. And picture this, my lady. 90th minute. It's a screamer, Rashford, knuckleball, 35 yards. It goes in, and I turn around and say, I do. Bang. Or is it that you says I do? I don't know. But bang, we just got married in Sports Bar and Grill. You've got Barry jumping over the counter with pints. It's crazy.
Carnage.
Bez is screaming, come on, you fucking hammers. You know, that's what I want. That's what I want. Fuck the beach. I want Sports Bar and Grill. I want to beat at the Carpenter's Arms fella. Yeah, Barry pulls off the shotgun from the top of the wall. Turns out it's real. Yeah. Bang. Fires it up in the roof for us.
Yeah, because we've just won the World Cup.
No, we just got married and won the World Cup. But yeah, we're reaching there because we're probably not even going to get past the group stage. But.
Nah, bro, the last one I actually had hope, you know. That's the worst is when you have hope.
Lad, what makes it worse is we scored in like the first 5 minutes. And let me say, that free kick... Trippier's a legend for that forever.
Yeah, 100%.
The reaction that I think most of the country got. I was with you.
Nah, I was in Ibiza.
Was you? I was with Harry then. I was at Bar Kick in Shoreditch. And it was crammed. Harry's just got bottles of wine coming left and right.
Carnage.
I turned up late. Shit was wild. Bussing, man. I couldn't believe it. And then when that's gone in... Tears are in my eyes.
Bro, it's a bit like, it's one of those moments that like you'll just never forget. I know exactly where I was. I was in the pits of Ibiza. I was on the second tier, like little steps. We had like a little table bit. We're looking down on the screen there. And then everyone's there. Everyone actually had their arms over each other when this free kick. It was almost like the world fucking knew he was going to bury this. Yeah.
It's crazy what football will do to a bunch of drunk guys in a bar, in a park, whatever, because they'll...
No woman can give you satisfaction like that Trippier free kick.
You're all like best friends, your brothers. Yeah. You can sit there. When that's gone in, you'll be screaming in some Don's face. Yeah.
I love you.
You don't even know him. You know? Could have left his missives and the kids and you're just screaming, you're perfect, Bella. I love you.
Yeah. Anyways, talking about relationships and ones in complete misery, let's talk about this fella here. His name is...
Alex.
Alex says, hello, lads. I need some help. I'd like to stay anonymous. Don't worry, fella. All of our relationship stuff is anonymous.
Right there, so it's not very anonymous.
Yeah, fair point. So I'm in a relationship and have been for a while now, and I've been playing the field without her knowing. And
wait, what? So he's been like...
Playing the field. I think he's just been chatting to birds.
He's in a relationship, though?
Yeah, but he's been chirpsing.
What a Pascal Sauvage, man.
I'm playing the field without her knowing. In summer, she's going on holiday in the same place as me, but I'm going with another bird. What do I do? Pork the other lass, leave her, and go back, or just sack them both off and pork whoever?
Very Dio Sauvages.
Bro, this is outrageous. Listen up, lad. Mate, just sack off your girlfriend. There's no need to string this along. It's obviously in the mud. Just tell her that you're not feeling it anymore and the spark's gone, and then just go and enjoy your guilt-free summer, you know?
Yeah, or do them both. Complete Paco Rabanne 1 million style. Straight off the bat.
Porking both of them on the same holiday. That is nuts.
That would be wild.
That's
nuts. But at the end of the day, we've got to respect other people's feelings.
To an extent.
Most of the time.
Anyways, another fella here.
Yeah.
His name is?
Callum.
Callum says, yo boys, I need your help ASAP. There is this girl that is honestly the prettiest thing I've ever seen in my 19 years. If you use the word prettiest, yeah,
come on, bro.
You're moving simpy.
Come on, man.
Use words like voluptuous.
That's even worse, man.
This voluptuous woman rolled up to me.
In the UK, you don't be like, oh, she's the prettiest girl. You don't want to say that, do you?
You'll get an elbow to the forehead for sure.
Not from me, because you're probably better than me, but still.
Anyways, he's the prettiest thing I've seen in my 19 years that I've been talking to back and forth for about 4 weeks now. My parents jetted out of town for a funeral, RIP, and I got the house for myself. Bro, this is nuts. Should I ask her over for a feel bad for me? So a pity pork, yeah?
So...
Because obviously someone's just got a relative dying. Would you, pity pork ain't a bad shout here, fella. I like the way you're thinking.
I like the way this guy is like, you know, someone's died. Fair enough. but let's just use that death to an advantage.
Yeah, because he clearly doesn't give a shit about the person who's died here. So let's just go ahead and catch a dub off the back of this death. Yeah. Turn an L into a dub.
Maybe that person would have wanted that.
You absolutely. Absolutely. And they said, should I do that? Ask you over and tell her how I feel. Only been 4 weeks, but I'm head over heels in love with her. First of all, fella, don't be doing all this head over heels stuff. You're moving like a fucking loser right now.
This bro, is super sad. Get around. Right now. Super, it sounded like a Pokemon tier 3 sub. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it is. It's sad. But he did say, belter of a podcast, keep up the good work.
Oh, I've always rated you.
No, so this guy's actually probably a legend as well. But let me tell you, you're moving like a big old simp.
Yeah, we got to snap out that simp behavior, fella. Look, you're a goat.
At first, you know, I had a lot of hope because he was saying, you know, look, there's a funeral going on and I'm trying to catch a pork off the back of a death. Yeah, dub. Yeah, right,
that's
fine.
Huge. That's huge, man.
But the way you're talking, I'm head over heels in love with it, bro. You've known her for four weeks, bro.
Someone
grow
just died,
up.
Bro. Like, grieve a bit, man.
Grieve a bit. Even if you're grieving while you're inside her.
Wait, what?
What? Okay, anyways, we're going to... Listen up, lad. What you have to do is you get around, you do the business, but we don't need to get all lovey-dovey.
Do you hold your breath when you pork?
Is that why you only do 30 seconds?
No.
Because
no,
I can't hold my breath for any longer than 30 seconds, lad. So no, it would be
I just go limp, bro.
Yeah, that is your MO, to be fair.
I just go limp. Only when I'm drunk, to be fair. I'm not drunk, then yeah, trust me, bro. I'm on that 5-minute shit. I'll put...
Five whole minutes from shit. That's
I'll
huge.
I'll put a timer down and be like, look, girl, I'm going to beat that record.
Yeah. I'm on 501 right now.
No, I want it long. I was like, no. I want it short.
You might get 29 seconds.
100%. New Fortnite season's out. I'm not trying to be fucking stuck porking. I'm trying to play as Rick.
Yeah.
Sanchez.
Or you can actually play as Harry Kane.
Oh my God, Harry Kane. Yeah, new Harry Kane skin coming out. And Michael Royce as well. And Neymar's in the game.
Who? Marco Royce. I thought... Is
who?
That...
Reeve will be at your neck, fella.
Anyways, here we go. The next Reeve, one. Reeve's, the next
Reeve's
one we
made
got.
A career off looking poor, similar to Michael
Royce.
He always used to get called like Royce because he looked like him, and he used to buy the Royce shirts.
Anyways, here we go. We got another fella. His name is Chip. All right, Chip said, "Hey, fellas, love the pod all the way from Waterford." Waterford. Why did I say that weird? Look, he's from Ireland. All right. He said, "I'm in a bit of a situation and need your advice. I've been with a girl for around a month and or so, and recently I found out that my best friend also now has feelings for me. My best friend.
This don't sound like a Chip situation because you've got more than one girl that actually is interested.
I feel a more natural connection and natural comfort with my best friend, and I see her nearly every single day, who I've liked and have had feelings for before, but I feel more of a loving connection with my current girlfriend, who I only see maybe once or twice a week. What should I do?
Damn.
He got a girl best friend that you've ultimately found. This is the thing, guys.
This
when you hear about
one, you know,
a best friend, a girl best friend, just know it's never just a girl best friend. It's never just a boy best friend. Let me tell you, it's pure fucking waffle. A boy best friend. This is what's up, yeah? A boy best friend. So I do believe that you can have girl friends guy friends, but a
best friend is like,
let me tell you, there is more than just... You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you would port them given the opportunity. They're just waiting for their turn.
It's true. You can have, like, friends, but the second it's, like, someone you're hanging around with all day, you got to keep your eye on that shit, man.
Bro, 100%. So first of all, mate, if I were you, ditch the current one, port the best friend, and ultimately it will go to shit, so just know that. It's the way it will always happen.
That's just happen. The way it is, didn't it? Things will never be the same.
Literally, they will never be the same.
If you don't know that song, by the way.
No, I do.
He fucking doesn't, does he?
So,
R&B classic.
From there, once you've done that, so you've ditched the current girlfriend, you've now got to go and port his best friend. Otherwise, she's just going to be lingering there. You'll always be thinking, what if? And then once that inevitably absolutely goes up in flames, you can then go back to the old girlfriend and double check if that was the right one.
Yo, you know, the human race would be fantastic if emotions just didn't exist. So we've never fought
so
on
you're
an
just a fish.
We never fought on an emotional level. Okay, but... It sounds bad because you have emotions right now, so you can't think of it like that. So let's just say we never had the emotions in the first place.
Right.
We'd be fucking thriving. You know, we won't be going to war because we not got upset or because this Donnie's got a bigger fucking gun than the other Donnie. We wouldn't have guns in the first place, probably, because there's no angry emotion to go and kill someone.
Yeah, but there's so if you didn't have emotion, then you wouldn't have had greed, and then people wouldn't have created things.
People would have never excelled. Emotion. Yeah, what about a good point.
Happiness? Then people, you don't feel happiness, and then so why would people create roller coasters? Why would people create yachts? Why would people, you know what I'm trying to fucking say, bro?
Yeah, no, it's true. It's
so
true.
Ultimately, your idea is incredibly shit. Nah, so let's just keep it moving.
I'm not saying I want that, by the way. I'm just saying like it would like.
We wouldn't like, be anything shit, without emotions.
Nah, like. I think that would. We would have still evolved without emotion.
Every living thing. What
things, if aliens rock up and they're super advanced, but they just don't feel emotion like we do?
They will do, because then why would they have made it here? They would have to have the emotion of like curiosity and the desire to go and.
No, but I'm talking like love, hate.
Okay, now, see, now
I'm
you're
not
just
talking.
Picking
I'm not
choosing,
talking about
bro,
curiosity yeah. though. You can be.
That's
curious.
An emotion.
Nah, but like the strongest ones are love and hate, right?
This guy's just waffling now. All right,
no,
let me,
no,
let's
no,
go.
No, it's a thing that I read on Reddit. It was a big article about it.
Like, all right, Gary here says, I've been speaking to this girl for a couple of weeks, and TBB, what does that stand for? So that's throwback. Throwback back.
Throwback that back.
To be honest, to be blunt.
Blunt.
Okay.
To be blunt.
Yeah.
Oh,
to be blunt.
You might have nailed that.
All right. I've been speaking to this girl for a couple of weeks, and to be blunt, I'm kind of into her. I'm 21, she's 24, and we have good chat. Obviously, because of Rona, I haven't been able to see her in person. Firstly, she'll leave me undelivered for hours on end before replying, but then the replies aren't blunt and she continues a conversation. Is she into me or am I wasting my time?
Why has he not been able to see her?
Rona, he said.
Are we do-
you can
still
go
going
and meet
on, though.
People though.
I thought we were done with that now.
Maybe she does. She live somewhere, like she might live kind of far away, I don't know. But she is saying that like the texts come in waves, and I'm the same person, like, bro,
wait, is this a lady or
a chick? Sorry, this is a fella talking about a
fella.
A felita.
Okay,
yeah. So what he wants to know is he wasting his time just because, like, you know, she won't reply for a while. Then when she does reply, it's like a proper conversation, but then goes away again. Mm. I think that she's got a boyfriend.
Yeah. Either that or she's actually just talking to someone else who's a bit more interesting.
Yeah.
To her.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
And he's like a little bit of a backup. He might be a third backup right now. He's probably fourth choice on the bench.
Yeah, because literally, listen to this next bit. Yeah, it doesn't end there. He goes, we organized to meet up this weekend for a walk and she seemed pretty keen. But then the night before we were going to go, she messaged and cancelled on me. What shall I do, chaps?
Jeez.
She's definitely seeing some bloke, by the way. And
yeah,
she just bottled it last minute.
Tough.
Or she had a better offer. I think she got a better offer, lad. I'll be perfectly honest with you. We like to keep it 100% with people on the fellas. And I'll be honest, I would 100% just get rid. Just don't waste your time.
Yeah, it's not the one, is it, really?
No.
It's like if Bamford went to the World Cup.
It's just not the one.
It's not going to start at all.
All right, here we go.
Things will never be the same.
All right, on to the final one, lad. I am literally sweating my fat.
But when I went to the toilet a minute ago,
yeah.
I stood up. What for?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Balls
isn't
are dripping.
Here we go. Hello, fellas. Okay, so we've only had fellas send in because supposedly Alex is incapable of. The last one is a girl. Hello, fellas. I'm from. Oh, okay. Oh, I mean, okay. This is a tough one.
Fraud watch.
Fraud. Okay, here we go. Hello, fellas. I'm from Bahrain. You've been to Bahrain before?
That's where they do the F1 GP, right?
Yeah, that is exactly where
I have not been there. No, I don't think so.
And she says I'm in high school. I like this guy a grade ahead of me. And told about the guy to some of my friends. All right. And one day I was saying a speech and my friend shouted the name of the guy I liked. Big twist, his friend, the guy I like's friend, was in my class. Now he knows, and when he sees me, he kind of runs away from me, like completely ignores me. Should I go talk to him or like forget about him because he is graduating in a few months? Right, listen.
Why is he running away? That shit is super weird.
Well, they're in fucking school, bro.
Fuck, was I this weird in school? Probably.
Definitely, bro. We were fucking weird at school. Look, to be honest with you, you're wasting your time. I hate to break it to you. You're wasting your time. He's graduating. He's leaving. If he liked you, he would have come up to chat to you. Look, just find someone else. To be honest, don't even bother in fucking school.
Yeah, don't fucking waste your time.
You're wasting your time. Get
them grades up, baby.
Get your money. Get your bread up.
Get some little juice box. And enjoy yourself. That's what they call it in America, right? Juice box.
Yeah, but she's not from America. She's from Bahrain.
Well, that's a good point.
Anyways, guys, on that note, we're going to leave it here. Thank you very much for watching the fellas. It has been absolutely boiling over 100 degrees here. We hope you guys aren't quite as... Well, you're definitely not as hot as... Anyways, what I do want to say, though, is make sure you... Follow us on Spotify. That's the big one. Same as Apple Music.
Yep.
Deezer. Pod Nation. I don't even know if that's one, D-Live, but it should be one.
D-Live. Yeah, Periscope.
Periscope. MySpace, Bebo. Make sure you get us all on those channels. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you are listening on YouTube, then don't forget to drop a like and leave a comment on what your thoughts on this episode were. We will see you guys.
And one last thing. Don't forget to go and subscribe to The Fellas Mysteries. The link will be in the description.
Yeah, baby. By
the time you're watching this, episode 5 will have just come out, and it is an absolute banger. It is the case of, was it Dahlia?
I think so, by the time this goes out. Anyways, there's a good case out. Go watch it, guys.
Yeah, go watch that shit.
We'll see you guys in a little bit. Have a fantastic day. From the fellas to the world. Bye.
Peace.